This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. How did we get here? Putin threatens use of nuclear weapons. On Wednesday, September 21st, the International Day of Peace, Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened to use nuclear weapons in the Ukrainian war. His threats to use nuclear weapons surpass Russia's official nuclear doctrine. As posted on en.kremlin.ru, Putin said, quote, "In the event of a threat to the territorial integrity of our country and to defend Russia and our people, we will certainly make use of all weapon systems available to us. This is not a bluff," end quote. Putin's threats demonstrate that nuclear rhetoric moves us all towards nuclear destruction. On the same day, U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking at the United Nations, reported that, quote, 141 nations in the General Assembly came together to unequivocally condemn Russia's war against Ukraine while noting the responsibilities of the non-proliferation regime, end quote. How did we get here? We know that non-proliferation regime does not work. Just look at the recent failure of the four-week-long United Nations Review Conference of the 1970 Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in August. It is because the corporate interests to make weapons overwhelm the efforts for peace and stability. Over the next 30 years, it is estimated that trillions of dollars would be spent on modernizing nuclear weapons. The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons urged the international community to respond swiftly and strongly to the new and more aggressive threats by Russia to use nuclear weapons. The campaign reminds us, quote, "In June 2022, states parties to the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, TPNW, condemned, quote, unequivocally any and all nuclear threats, whether they be explicit or implicit, and irrespective of the circumstances," end quote. The campaign urges countries to join the TPNW now. What tools do we have to give peace a chance? The TPNW prohibits the, quote, "use or threaten to use nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices," end quote. While the nine nuclear states, including Russia and the U.S., have not signed and ratified the treaty, a growing number of countries around the world have. And as many countries recognize, any use of nuclear weapons would have catastrophic and wide-ranging consequences, especially in densely populated regions such as Europe. Even so-called tactical nuclear weapons of the kind that some speculate Russia might use in the Ukraine conflict typically have explosive yields in the range of 10 to 100 kilotons. In comparison, the U.S. atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima in 1945, killing 140,000 men, women, and children, had a yield of just 15 kilotons. This has been the CCNS News Update. Please support our work with a financial contribution. For more information, visit our website at nuclearactive.org.